Community Cats podcast. Ready? Let's go.
Welcome to the Community Cats podcast. I am your host, Stacey LeBaron. I've been involved helping homeless cats for over 20 years with the Merrimack River Feline Rescue Society. The goal of this podcast is to expose you to amazing people who are improving the lives of cats. I hope these interviews will help you learn how you can turn your passion for cats into action. Today, we are speaking with Diego Alves. Owning a pet can be overwhelming and expensive, from how to potty train a particular dog breed to identifying ticks and fleas to finding reliable pet care. This is especially daunting since many often rely on word of mouth, which can be unpredictable. One of these overwhelmed pet owners was Diego Alves, the founder and CEO of Pet and Tie. Diego says, I would spend hours online searching through forums on how to train my dog to stop chewing on my shoes or which flea medications actually worked. For those who have limitless time, the World Wide Web is an ocean of ideas. However, most people row in the boat in a job all day would much rather come home to an easy, straightforward solution. This is precisely why Diego launched Pet and Tie, the social network exclusively for pets. All one needs to do is download the Pet and Tie app. There, they can post pet selfies, share stories, find free pet sitters, even report a missing pet, and much, much more, all in one place. At the end of the day, it's all about our loyal pet companions. Joining the social network for pets is just one step closer to broadcasting our pet pride and ensuring the protection of our best friends. Diego, I'd like to welcome you to the show.
Thank you, Stacey. I'm very happy to be here.
Pet and Tie, what a wonderful new project. Can you tell me a little bit about how the process or how the application got started?
So I'm a pet owner myself. And as you know, a pet owner, I understand that taking care of a pet is a big responsibility. Pets rely on the owners to provide the best for them. And I had many problems to find the right product and service for my pet. And find the right product and service takes time and money. And I didn't find any community or any app or any website that could connect me with other pet owners near me where we could help each other, exchange information, and save money and time. So being frustrated, I didn't find the solution that I needed. So I decided to create the project, and that was how Pet and Tie was born.
And when did that happen? When did you have all this frustration?
So that was last summer. I was trying to go away and I didn't have anyone to watch my dog. And all my neighbors and close friends were also traveling. That's what happens in the summer. Most people are traveling and going to places. And so it's really hard to find someone to take care of your pet. And you cannot just leave your pet with someone that you don't really know or you never met before. It's really hard because pets are like family members for most of us. So after a lot of research and doing some interviews and surveys, in August, I created Pet and Tie. And we changed, since we started the project, we changed many things to be able to deliver a better app, a better service to pet owners. But it has been over a year now that we started this project. So first was the plan, how everything would work, all the frameworks, and then I had to find the developers. And of course, that's very expensive. As you can imagine, developing an app, it is expensive. So I actually spent my own money initially to develop the app. And now we are close to the final version.
That's excellent. And I mean, it looking at the website and through the app, there are many, many components. It's not only about how to find a dog sitter or a pet sitter. And I would thank you for including cats in on this project. It, you know, has components of, as you said, finding different resources. If there is a missing pet, you are able to email alerts out to
yes.
folks that are in the area, so that then I just think that's an incredibly dynamic tool to be able to notify the community that there is a missing pet and that people should be on the lookout for that cat, dog, bird, or bunny. And it's a wonderful social network, and it actually amazes me we don't have something like this already. So thank
yeah.
you for being the brains behind it. Did you have experience in putting together something like this before starting this project?
No, I'm a pet lover and I love the tech industry. I do have some experience with softwares. However, I'm not a developer, but I hold a business degree. I'm doing my MBA right now. So I do have a lot of business experience and I know how to develop processes and the project manager role. So that's what I did. I put together a business plan, how everything would work, how everything would be connected. And thanks for pointing that out. The report missing pets is a really, really important feature that we still don't have something similar to report missing pet in the market right now. There are some businesses that charge pet owners money to send alerts. And then we are doing that for free. I don't think when you are desperate, you shouldn't be charged for, you know, to find your pet. So we want to help people. And the report missing pet enables, if you ever lose your pet, you can send alert right on the app. Everyone near you receives the alert on the app. And the alert goes also on Facebook and Twitter at the same time. So you have more people knowing that you lost your pet, and then you can try to find your pet quickly.
So many of the people who listen to this show are involved with nonprofit organizations, or they run spay-neuter clinics that offer low-cost spay-neuter services for primarily cats and dogs. Some do bunny rabbits. If we were an organization that had some information that we wanted to be able to share out on the Pet and Tie application, how would we get that information to you?
I'm glad that you brought that question. Yes, so we have a web platform. So all the businesses, organizations can go on the website, petandtie.com, and they can register themselves. And once they are registered, people are going to be able to find them on the app. And they can also reach out to them on the app.
So it's a relatively easy process, and it's not a fee-related process or anything like that. It's just a way for you to be able to get more of your information out there to a wider network.
Exactly. So we are really building a community, right? So that involves not only pet parents, but also organizations that provide any service for pet parents. So we want to connect both, and we are providing the web platform for free so they can go on the website, register themselves, create a profile with their name, contact, email address, website, phone number, anything they want to put on the website. And once someone is looking for that particular services, they're going to be able to find them on the app and reach out to them on the app. And we understand that these small organizations, they may do not have a website, but they can still have their profile on our app. So they will have another way to contact and to reach out to pet parents.
I assume there's no charge for the app. Is the application free to download?
Yes, the application is free to download. All the features are also free.
And it's available for both Apple and Android?
Correct. Yes. So it's available on the App Store and Google Play.
And so we talked a little bit in the pre-show interview a little bit about the name of the app, Pet and Tie. And it's written in various different ways, pet with the and symbol and tie, and then pet and the word tie. How did you come up with that name?
A name is always a challenge. Most popular names are taken. And so I'm trying to find a name that combines pets and connections. So tie means a bow tie or tie they can wear. And many pets actually wear ties or bow ties. But tie also means connections. And we believe that pet owners are connected, are tied to their pets. So that's how the name came to my mind. And that's how I named the app and the business Pet and Tie.
So you had mentioned earlier you crafted a business plan, and so I would think you might be able to sort of at least have thought about this question. If you were to look sort of down the road to 2 to 3 years from now, what would you see the future be for Pet and Tie?
I see several opportunities for Pet and Tie besides being, you know, a social network where we empower pet owners to take care of their pets. We also want to inspire pet lovers to adopt pets and become pet parents. We want to be partnered with shelters, rescue leagues. We do also offer the web platform for those organizations. They can go on the website, register themselves. Once they are approved, they can post all the animals available for adoption and foster pets, and people are going to be able to reach out to them as well on the app. We also want to create a national and even global network where people can help each other regardless of their location. We want it to be the premium app for pet parents and for pets. And another feature that we are also adding is the ability to pet owners to schedule play dates and find dates and friends for their pets. We understand that many pets are by themselves when, you know, the pet owner is away from for work or for a business trip. And pets also need friends. And we want to make sure that we cover that on the app.
Looking for a great tool to help educate your neighbors about community cats? Check out this sign available from the folks at Lumen LS, a life-saving organization from Broward County, Florida, that believes no cat should be left behind. This sturdy, bright orange sign featuring an ear-tipped cat would be great for cat colony caretakers, shelters and rescues, spay-neuter clinics, or municipalities and animal control organizations. Education about the correct ways to manage community cats is exploding in the U.S., especially in the last 5 years. This sign will help you let your community know that ear-tipped cats have been fixed and vaccinated and pose no threat to them. The community cat sign comes complete with all of the hardware you need to post it. Buying and posting the sign will help move animal welfare forward and improve outcomes for cats in your area. You can view and purchase the signs directly from our Facebook page at Lumen LS. They also have a colorful informational brochure about community cats, plus lots of other resources. Support the Community Cats Podcast and LumenLS.org by going to Lumen LS on Facebook today. Another feature, I don't know if there's a mapping feature in this application in any way, but I know with folks that have dogs in cities, there's a lot of concerns about like dog parks and, you know, where can you find those places? Is there any sort of a feature about how people can find those, or would that be listed as a category and you would search for that?
Yes. We, on the search feature of the app, as we grow and we get more information on the app, we will be adding more options on the search feature. And one of the options would be to find pet-friendly places to hang out. And we hope to, you know, be big enough to partner even with cities or towns where they can make a list available to all the Pet Anti users so they can find public places where they can take their pets. So like parks, gardens, or any public place that pets are allowed.
What has been your greatest challenge in getting this project going?
That's a good question. Besides time, it takes a lot of time to create everything. There are so many details involved, not just only on the app, the website and everything. So development is really the biggest challenge at first, because there are a lot of things involved when developing a mobile app, a lot of details as well involved. And after that is getting our name out there. We really need to get people using the app, because our app only will be effective if people are using it. So we need people on the app. The app should help pet owners so they can, you know, connect with other pet owners, exchange information, exchange services for free. So the biggest challenge for us right now is to get our name out there. So we are really hoping that people share our app, tell other pet parents about our app, download the app, they can connect on the app, they can even invite friends on Facebook to also download the app. So we have created some methods to enable Pet Anti users to invite other friends or family members to join our community. So I believe the biggest challenge right now is to get our name out there and spread the word.
Is your platform similar to the way that Facebook or is laid out, or is it, how does it actually look? Can you describe how the page looks and how people find things on a mobile device?
Yeah, sure. So the app is really easy to use. It's similar to Facebook or Twitter. If anyone has a Facebook, Twitter account, I'm sure they will find Pet Anti easy to use as well. That is the main menu where all the features are there, pet sitting, the pet services, which is pet sitting, pet walking. You can link your account, your Pet Anti account, with your Facebook account and Twitter account. On the newsfeed of the app, it's pretty similar to the Facebook newsfeed, where you can post pictures, comments. We have the love button, which is a paw, where people can love the pictures of pets and pet owners that they post. And we even have a pet's profile where all the information about the pet is there. So we can see the breed, the birth date, the name, what type of the pet, height, weight, everything there. So if you were looking for a pet similar to your pet, you could find pet owners near you. You can click on the profile image and you're going to be able to see what pet that pet owner has. And if it's a good match, you can chat on the app. You can be friends with them on the app. So it's really easy and dynamic app to use.
So I'm going to ask a question. How do you make money with this? Is it once you get to a tipping point with X amount of users, you can then start selling some advertising space?
We have the social side, but we also need revenue to continue to provide all the features and run the business. So first, we want to get a lot of users using the app. We will do advertising as well. So we're going to be able to advertise local pet vendors and even nationwide pet brands on the app. We also going to have service fees where we are developing a web platform for vets or any businesses that need a calendar where they can manage bookings and times where people need to make an appointment. So people will be able to also make appointments on the app. So if you need to take your pet to the vet or if you need a grooming service or any service that appointment is needed, if the vendor is a partner with us, people are going to be able to make the appointment on the app and then we will charge a small fee for that.
I keep on hearing so much about the Facebook algorithms and, you know, the organic versus paid feed and all that stuff. So yeah, I'm sure you're very aware of that. So you have to be careful about what gets into your feed versus what doesn't.
Absolutely, yes. And we want to make sure that we work with good brands and good vendors because we want to keep our app clean and smooth for everyone. So we want to make money, but making money is not the main goal. The main goal is actually help pet owners, help pet pets and connect them so they can, you know, save time, money, and just make their lives easier.
I'm glad you cycled back there to basically what your mission is in the times that we've spoken. You keep continually bringing that up to me is that this is a very mission-based project and it's really important. With that, in terms of your elements of success or determinants of success as a business, would number of users be a determination or number of connections? I mean, how are you going to evaluate your success with this project?
Well, we're going to have three main points. We're going to have the number of downloads, how many people are downloading the app, how many people are active on the app, using the app on the daily basis, and how many people are interacting on the app, requesting services, exchange information, things like that. So downloads and active users are the most important points. So we hope to get to grow exponentially as people find out about our app and about our services. So that's the measurement points that we are looking at.
So, Diego, if there are folks interested in downloading this app, how would they do that?
It's very easy. So you can go on our website, petandtie.com, click on the App Store's link. However, a device you have, you're going to find the link there to download the app directly from the App Store. You can also go on our Apple Store or Google Play and search for Pet and Tie. Remember, just do P-T space A-N-D space T-I-E. And then you should be able to find it. And as I said, the app is free to download and also free to register.
And is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Yes, please download the app, register yourself, spread the word, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. We are posting cute videos every day, cute pet videos. We also are going to run a contest, a selfie contest for pet parents. So we're going to post more information about that contest next week. But the idea is you're going to take a selfie of your pet and the picture that gets more likes will get a gift card.
Excellent. That sounds great. And we'll be sure to make sure we get all those links together in our show notes.
Thank you.
Diego, I just want to thank you so much first and foremost for creating this project. I think it sounds really, really interesting. Many of us in the nonprofit world and animal welfare are very aware of a website called Pet Finder, which has been the go-to place for listings of cats and dogs that are available for adoption.
Yes.
But I think that this application seems even more dynamic than that. And it can help an organization and an individual sort of working in the same marketplace, so to speak, being able to promote the cats and dogs that are available for adoption, as well as birds and bunnies and turtles and all the other animals that are out there. So I want to thank you so much for taking this project on. You're probably 10% into the process of this. You're going to run into a few bumps in the road, I'm sure, but it sounds like you have the determination to continue on and make this a success. So
yes, I
really appreciate that very much.
Thank you.
And so thank you so much for being a guest on this show, and I hope we'll have you on in the future.
Yes, Stacey, thank you so much for having me. I'm really glad that you invited me. And please, anyone who has any questions, feel free to reach out to us on Facebook or the website. I'll be glad to respond to them.
Thank you for listening to the Community Cats podcast. I would really appreciate it if you would go to iTunes and leave a review of the show. It will help spread the word to help more community cats.